I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a few moments, my weekly Can I Just Tell You commentary. But first, it's time to step behind closed doors. That's our weekly conversation about matters we often find hard to talk about. Today, fighting a deadly illness in secret. It's always hard to know when to disclose a serious illness. Immediate family members generally have to be told. But what about employers, colleagues, and friends? And what if you're doing a high-profile job where lots of other people depend on you? What do you tell them and when? When Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz spoke at the Capitol recently to push for legislation to promote greater awareness of breast cancer risks for younger women, she also disclosed a stunning secret. For the past year and a half, while serving in Congress, campaigning for presidential candidates, and running to win re-election, she was also battling breast cancer. She endured 7 major surgeries, told only a handful of colleagues and staffers. She's now determined to win passage of the Early Act, legislation to develop a national campaign to increase breast cancer awareness among women under 40. And the Congresswoman is with us now in our D.C. studios. Welcome. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
I got the sense you're already sick of talking about this.
No, I'm not sick of talking about it at all. In fact, now that I am talking about it, I am really encouraged by the feedback and the response and how many people have come up to me and said, you know, that their wife or their daughter or their sister scheduled their mammogram that they'd been putting off or started doing breast self-exam because they never before thought that it was an important thing for them to do.
But so, do you have a sense of why people are so fascinated with your story? Did you anticipate that people would be so fascinated when you decided to go public?
I really didn't. I thought it would be a story that would be intriguing for a couple days and then it would subside. But what it clearly is how deeply affected this country is by breast cancer. I have just been amazed at how many people have come up to me and colleagues on the floor the other day when I was asking for co-sponsors for the bill, telling me that their sister, their wife, or their mother, or their daughter are going through it right now or went through it 2 years ago. I mean, I used to hear the expression that, you know, everyone knows someone who has had breast cancer. We're at the point now where everyone has had someone close to them that has had breast cancer.
Do you think that in a way your willingness to talk about it makes it less frightening for people?
I think it does. When you're a high-profile person who people have seen and who see fairly regularly, it's just like, wow, even she went through it. You know, it's a really difficult, personal, private struggle to be diagnosed and go through breast cancer. And, you know, sometimes you think you're the only person in the world experiencing what you're going through at the time. I guess to see somebody else that you wouldn't have expected was going through it.
Has it all under control? Has it all together? But part of the wow factor in your case is the fact that you went through so much treatment, 7 surgeries, which tacks anyone, while still maintaining a very demanding schedule. A member of Congress once told me that his schedule was like being a hot pea on a griddle. That he was just jumping around from place to place all day, every day.
Right.
And
drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah, you're the mother of 3 young children. So yes. I think any one of those jobs would tax most people, being the mother of 3 young children, having a job that forces you to commute, and being a member of Congress, which is high profile. And then to add, having to fight a major illness on top of that, a lot of people just can't figure out, how did you manage?
You know, when you're a mom of 3 young children, you do anything you can to find a way to protect them. For me, I wanted to make sure that my children's life would not be impacted. I did not tell my kids that what I was going through. They knew I had surgery, but I just didn't want them living with the angst, wondering whether I really was going to be okay. I wanted to get all the way through it because I knew once I did that I'd be able to tell them confidently that I was okay. And for me and my family, it was the perfect way to handle it. When I told my kids last weekend, you know, all they wanted to know was, but you're going to be okay, right? And I said, yes, I'm going to be fine. And my 5-year-old, you know, just kind of ran off to play. My son, you know, asked me a couple more times, but you're really going to be okay? And I said, yes, and he was all right with that. My 9-year-old daughter, she asked if I was going to be okay, but then also wanted to know if she was going to get cancer.
So it must have been hard.
Yeah, and I had read articles, you know, preparing myself to tell the kids that you've had cancer, and I certainly couldn't tell her, no, you're not going to. But I told her that's not something that you have to worry about right now. As you grow older and you develop breasts, we'll teach you how to examine your breasts and know what they feel like, and you'll be able to make sure that you're as aware as you can possibly be, and we'll give you all the information you need. I said, but you know, you don't have to worry about that until you're older.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz about her battle with breast cancer and her efforts to improve early detection in women under 40. How did you know that you had to worry about it? One of the reasons that you're engaged in this legislative push is that a lot of women under 40, now you're just a little over 40
right
now. Just a little over 40.
I'm 30-12.
Exactly. Me too. Again, amazing. That a lot of younger women don't start getting serious about inspecting their bodies,
right,
doing self-exam until they're over 40. They don't start getting mammograms until they're over 40. How did you know that you needed to do self-exam and be attentive to this, even at your age?
Well, you're right. The fixation of self-awareness is on 40 years old. And so young women think they're invincible. I knew because I've been in a legislative body, either in my state's legislature or Congress, for 17 years. I mean, I've passed breast cancer legislation into law in Florida. So I knew that self-exam was important. I've been involved with breast cancer advocacy groups. You know, I just remember hearing how important it is to do monthly self-exams. But I have to tell you, I did them occasionally, not every month like you're supposed to, but I did them often enough to know what my breasts were supposed to feel like.
So when there was some abnormality, you knew to address it right away.
Exactly.
One of the things, though, that I'm curious about is this whole question of to disclose or not to disclose is, what about your constituents? With your kids, that's hard enough because they're going to want to hug you. They're going to want you to pick them up. The little one is going to want you to pick them up.
And I couldn't pick her up after every surgery for 6 weeks.
6 weeks. You had double mastectomy, and at one point you had your ovaries removed, which is demanding enough. But constituents also want to hug you. I mean, they don't necessarily want you to pick them up, but they want to hug you. They want contact with you.
Sometimes they want you to pick them up.
Yeah. Well, I do, now that you're here. But how did you manage that?
I managed the hugging in it just gingerly. You know, instead of a full-on hug, I would just, you know, hug carefully. And, you know, as far as my constituents, I felt like, even though I'm a public figure, that this was a very personal thing. I had the right to be able to deal with it in my own personal and private way. I knew that as long as I could continue to do my job effectively, that providing that information to my constituents publicly wasn't necessary. And if my treatment had debilitated me to a point where it affected my ability to do my job, I would have had to.
But, you know, Senator Ted Kennedy is very publicly undergoing treatment for brain cancer while serving in the Senate. Senator Arlen Specter has been treated for serious illnesses while serving. Do you think colleagues have been very supportive? The public, as I understand it, have been very supportive. Nobody's called for them to step down. Is it in part because the term is longer in the Senate? Do you think it's because they're men? Or you think you feel as a young woman you have more to prove in terms of your ability to do the job?
No. I mean, I wanted to stress that this was just what was right for me. And I didn't want it to define me, Michelle. I wanted to be Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the mom, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the congresswoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the fighter for moving this country in a new direction. I didn't want to be Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was battling breast cancer anytime I was referred to last year. And that was just my personal choice. Every woman who receives a diagnosis, every person who receives a diagnosis of cancer needs to be able to decide how to deal with it in their own way. And this was just the way that I chose and that was best for me and for my family.
What's your lesson here? Do you have some wisdom to share from all this?
My main lesson is that early detection is the key to survival. That's the main lesson. No matter how old you are, if you are a woman and you've developed breasts, self-exam is incredibly important. Communicating with your physician, making sure that you can understand what your risk factors are. Those are things that women over 40 begin to focus on. Women younger than 40 think they're invincible. They think that breast cancer is not something that they're going to have to worry about until they're old. And, you know, very likely they won't. The risk of getting breast cancer when you're under 40 is much smaller than older 40. But
it can be more lethal.
It is more lethal. Young women have a higher death rate, a much higher death rate than older women, and our breast cancer is more aggressive.
Why is that? Is that because of the makeup of the disease, or is it because women at that age are less likely to be receiving regular medical care? Do we know?
Well, medically, I don't think we know why breast cancer in young women is more aggressive, and that's going to require more research, which I'm hopeful we'll be able to appropriate more dollars for. But it's usually diagnosed in a later stage because young women put off going to the doctor because they don't think it's a problem. And also because doctors, which is part of my legislation, doctors end up sort of pushing women out the door and saying, you know what, it's probably nothing, come back in a month. Only because breast cancer is more aggressive in young women, coming back in a month can be the difference between living and dying.
What would your early act do?
The Early Act, it's called the Education and Awareness Requires Learning Young Act of 2009.
How do you all come up with these names, by the way?
Well, I came up with Early, and my staff came up with the acronym. So
okay.
I said, I want to call this the Early Act. Let's make it happen. But what it would do is it would create a national media and awareness campaign focused on young women under 40 to make sure that they're aware of their risk factors, to make sure that they're aware of the importance of early detection, the importance of communicating with their doctor and knowing what their breasts feel like, and so they know when something feels different. It also targets physicians to make sure that physicians are aware of the risk factors in young women, to make sure that people know, both young women and physicians know, that there are populations of women who are more likely to carry the genetic marker that makes them more susceptible to breast cancer. And the last piece of the legislation deals with a grant program that would provide grant funding to organizations that help young women cope with the unique challenges that we face when we're diagnosed with breast cancer. Because for me, I was married. You know, I'm married for 18 years and I have my kids. So I had a different set of issues. But a young woman diagnosed when she's single and who's facing not having kids yet, who's has a double mastectomy or a single mastectomy, won't be able to breastfeed her children, you know, has to deal with body image and dating. And so this would provide grants to organizations that help women deal with that, things like fertility counseling, fertility preservation.
Do you worry now that despite all your efforts, you will be cancer girl for the rest of your career?
I'm a little too vocal on other things to, you know, forever be relegated to being cancer girl. I hope that I can use my profile and my story, which is why I decided to share it, to help other women become more aware of the importance of early detection and to help young women in particular at least pay attention. This bill doesn't say you should go out and get a mammogram before you're 40, because the evidence does not show that's something that's recommended. But self-exam and making sure that you communicate with your doctor and be aware of changes in your own body so that you can catch it early in the event that there is a problem.
Forgive me for asking. You look great.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great. I feel great. Everything, I mean, really, there isn't a single restriction on my activity. My last surgery was in December. I've been full steam ahead. I was pretty much full steam ahead all last year.
Exactly.
But
how would we notice?
I have an ability physically. I'm physically pretty resilient, and I can compartmentalize things pretty well. I mean, to me, my most important thing when I'm home, I need to be my kid's mom. When I'm here, I need to be my constituent's representative, and I deal with my personal stuff in between.
All right, we'll get back to work.
Thanks, I'm going.
Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a Democrat. She represents the 20th Congressional District of Florida. She was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Congresswoman, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
You just heard about how Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz is trying to spread the word about the importance of early breast cancer detection for all women, including those under 40, and especially for those who may be at higher risk. And now we'd like to hear from you. Do you know someone who has survived cancer and is now working to help other people beat the disease? How does she do it? Does she give talks at her place of worship, blog about it, just answer any question you have, push you to self-examine? Have their efforts inspired you to take better care of your health? To tell us more, please go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that's 202-842-3522. And please remember to tell us your name and where you're from.